A series of aftershocks disrupted rescuers in central Italy early today as they picked through rubble for a third night in their search for survivors of Monday's earthquake that has killed 275 people. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
One tremor measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale hit just before 3 o'clock on Thursday morning, shaking the medieval mountain city of L'Aquila and nearby villages. It caused damage to buildings, but there were no immediate reports of any more victims. The aftershocks terrified many survivors, some 17,000 of whom stayed in tent villages for another cold night after being made homeless. Michelle Hoff of Caritas Internationalis spoke about the efforts being made by the local Caritas Italiana to help the newly homeless.
They set up a coordination center near L'Aquila the other day, and in this coordination center they're receiving items such as clothing, hygiene items, food, and then they're also distributing these items.
Rescue efforts continued for 15 people still missing, but officials began discussing rebuilding the stricken region and reopening schools, and investigating why so-called quake-proof buildings did not withstand the shocks. They stressed it would take a month or two to have a clear idea of the extent of the damage. Meanwhile, the Vatican has granted a dispensation so a funeral mass for most of the dead could be celebrated on Good Friday. In a phone call yesterday to the Archbishop of L'Aquila, Giuseppe Molinari, Pope Benedict XVI assured him of his closeness to the people of the Abruzzo region and promised he would visit the region as soon as possible. The Vatican later confirmed that the visit will take place after Easter.
In primo luogo, rinnovo la mia vicinanza spirituale.
Earlier in his audience, Pope Benedict told the people of L'Aquila that he shared their pain and worries. Speaking from St. Peter's Square, the Pope renewed his spiritual closeness to the town and surrounding communities and drew attention to the prompt response of the civil authorities and volunteers to the disaster. The Pope said their work shows the importance of solidarity in overcoming these ordeals. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.